Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
Proverbs 8:22. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of God's way. Before the works of old, before he ever said, let there be light, he possessed something and it was called wisdom. That's what he's talking about. Now God gives wisdom to the true chosen ones, those who put God in ministry first. God gives wisdom in different degrees to bring forth God's ministry. So, wisdom has dwelt with God from the beginning. Fatherhood is the first beginning essence, ultimate part of God, but true fatherhood is full of wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. The first of all things of God's wisdom after fatherhood, not being above God's fatherhood. Wisdom beginning, it comes from God's fatherhood. Wisdom has been in with God from the beginning. Yes, it has, on and on and on. He possessed me. He actually owned me and he attained me in the very of his way, of his course of action, of his journey that he takes in eternity. Yes, think about that. Amen. In the beginning, before the works, the performance of old. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding. You will have no real true understanding without wisdom. You will not. Wisdom. It's the principal thing. It's the first thing. It's the ratios. It's the first thing in place, in time. It's the first thing in order, in rank, first fruits. Do you see? So, you must have righteousness, internal virtue, internal goodness, for God to give you wisdom. So, you must have righteousness, internal virtue, internal goodness, for God to give you wisdom. It all begins with the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And until you get that, you won't ever really know God. And you won't ever really totally belong to God. You won't belong to God. You really will not. You see? Well, the closer you walk to God the Father, the more you know the Holy Ghost and the God the Revealer, who's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Father. The more you know the scripture, because you'll be prone to look into it, you can rightly divide it and how to apply it. That way God wants it, what way God wants it applied in every case, the more wisdom you're walking in. That's what it is. Wisdom is skillful application. Wisdom is skillful application of God's truth to everyday life, combining godly knowledge with righteous action rather than mere intellect. So combining godly knowledge with righteous action rather than just some intellect in your mind. Wisdom is the ability to consistently make sound, prudent judgments. Wisdom is the ability to consistently make sound, prudent judgments by applying knowledge that wisdom will show you what it really means. Experience and deep understanding to life situations. So again, wisdom is the ability to consistently make sound, prudent judgments by applying knowledge, experience, and deep understanding to God's life situation. Wisdom is taking God's knowledge, allowing God to give you the real divine revelation of it, and applying that wisdom to whatever situation you face every day. That's one way to say it. Jesus taught true wisdom is hearing his words and applying and putting them into practice. The wise man Solomon, who did some stupid things, 700 wives, 300 concubines, he had so much wisdom, spoke so much wisdom, but did stupid things. But in the end, the book of Ecclesiastes, he comes back and say, he said, all that is vain, it's vanity. I've done wrong. I've come to my senses. So the Proverbs of King Solomon, wisdom, it tells about wisdom, its functions, and its many benefits, plus many things. The proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. The Proverbs. To know wisdom, this is Proverbs 1:1-2. To know wisdom and instruction. To perceive the words of understanding. That's a big statement, isn't it? 1:3. To receive instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. So the Proverbs of King Solomon. See what I'm saying? It's an unfolding systematic discourse. Can you see that? To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive words of understanding, and to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity. See that? To receive justice, right, being right, justice, judgment, a verdict, favorable or unfavorable, a sentence, either for you or against you, an equity, an evenness, a straightness, a rectitude of your life. Standing perpendicular is the way the Lord would have you to stand. So wisdom does all that, you see? And it brings us to the point. Wisdom gives subtlety. Wisdom gives subtlety or divine strategy to the simple knowledge and discretion to people and to a young man. Listen to it. Wisdom gives subtlety. Divine strategy to the simple knowledge and discretion to the young man. So Proverbs 1:4, that next verse, to give, so this and on, get wisdom, on, the Proverbs, on, to do this and to give you this and to you, and so you can receive this, on. See, all the first three verses, Proverbs 1:1, 1:1, 1:1, all the way through 3, it leads you up this to give subtlety to the simple, and to the young man, knowledge and discretion. That's what wisdom will do. So to give subtlety to the simple, and to give the young man knowledge and discretion. So to give, to actually give over, to bestow and grant and render, to ascribe and assign and apply it to you, to strike you with it, meaning to strike you, to put it in you, to frame it and fasten it and hang it up on you. Like hanging on you. Right. Subtlety is divine discretion, divine strategy. Three Hebrew words for subtlety. One is, in a good sense, discretion. Yes, sir. How do I decide between this and that? How do I decipher this or that to do? You see? So it means in the sense of discretion and subtlety and wisdom and prudence. So, what does it do? To give wisdom, prudence, discretion. And then it comes from another word, Orem, a stratagem. A stratagem is strategy. A clever scheme designed to outwit an opponent. Well, the devil's the opponent, or the wrong and using opponent. Gain an advantage. Or achieve a specific goal. That's what true wisdom will do for you. It will be clever against any scheme of any opponent, starting first with the devil, or even from any person. And it is also to gain an advantage or achieving a specific goal. It takes wisdom to do that. The wisdom of God. The only real true wisdom is wisdom from God. And the wisdom of life that he shows you that you overcame, or the wisdom of life that he shows you, don't do it again. Amen. So wisdom to give subtlety to the simple, to give strategy, give prudence to the simple. Who's a simple person? You ready? Yes, sir. A silly one. Silly. To the simple, the seducible, those who are deceived, they can be seduced. They can be seduced by that cell phone. They can be seduced by the devil. They can be seduced by this. They can be seduced by that. Those are simple people. Those are people with zero wisdom. They're called foolish. Yes, sir. No wisdom. Yes, sir. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
So he'll give subtlety to the simple, strategy to the simple, and to the young man, the young man, the young man, the young man. from the age of infancy to adolescence, and also coming on up, a young lad or young male. What is a young male like without a strong father, without a strong man of God? What a strong man. He's a silly, silly little boy. And the young man led a noir through the idea of rustling the mane, a lion tossing the mane up there, walking around cocky like some little young boy. You hear?
Yes, sir.
So a young man, a lot of young men without fathers and without a real man of God and a real ministry, he'll be a silly little boy. He will. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
He can be seducible. He can be foolish. Wisdom to give subtlety to the simple and the young man, knowledge and discretion. To give to the young man knowledge and discretion, knowledge, awares, and anti-being ignorant, what it says.
Yes, sir.
Anti-being ignorant and discretion. Wisdom will give to the silly little boy, the one there, the simple one, and the silly little young guy. It'll give knowledge and discretion. Discretion is a plan.
Yes, sir.
Sagacity. Sagacity. Thought. Discretion. Also, somebody who has a good discretion inside them is a good intent. And listen, I'm about to tell you something. Inside them is somewhat of an inventing ability.
Amen.
Look at the word. Even inventing, like in your work. Come up with something that's very wise that they don't have.
Right,
it's serious. God gives wisdom to his people more than somebody else who are really walking like they should. You hear? So, sagacity, sage, S-A-G-E, right? So here's some characteristics of a sagacious person. Deep insight, ability to see beyond the obvious. Deep insight, the ability to see beyond the obvious. Sound judgment makes informed, rational decisions. Sound judgment makes informed, rational decisions. 3, perceptiveness, quickly understanding situations or people. Perceptiveness. Quickly understanding situations or people. Prudence and discretion is the fourth one of sagacity. Prudence and discretion, cautious and wise in actions. Experience driven, uses past knowledge to navigate present challenges. Anybody hear that?
Yes, sir.
Uses past knowledge to navigate present challenges. Challenges. Do you see that, everybody? So what will wisdom do? Wisdom will give subtlety to the simple and to the young men knowledge and discretion, all the sagacity, the whole deal. That's what wisdom will do. Do you see it? A wise man, when I say a wise man, first man, but a person, but God will refer to a man first. Man's first. He's always first. Do you hear? A wise man will increase learning and attain wise counsels. A wise man will increase learning and he will attain wise counsels. Proverbs 1:5, a wise man will hear and will increase learning. A wise man, a prudent man, a chokmon, an intelligent, a wise-hearted man, a skillful man. Wisdom gives you skill. Wisdom gives you skill of intellect. Wisdom gives you skill in your spirit, man. Wisdom gives you skill to decide. Wisdom gives you skill to walk through life and walk through life as you should. It's a skill given to you. It's an ability that other people don't have.
Yes, sir.
You hear that, somebody?
Yes, sir.
So a wise man will hear and increase learning. A wise man will. He'll hear. He'll hear intelligently. He will hear obediently. He will give ear, he'll perceive, he'll understand, he'll consider on and on. He will hearken, hear, obediently, attentively, diligently, with great regard and carefully, Hebrew. And will increase, he'll add and augment and continue to do a good thing and get more and come more and increase more and more and more and more learning. Learning is a good thing if you're learning the right thing. It's a terrible thing not to be learning. As long as you learn the right thing, we need to always be learning. You understand? Learning is great. That's why people who teach something real sincere from the heart, they're helping people learn. All kind of levels. I'm helping you learn in here. School teachers, principals, all kinds of stuff. Professors. Learning. It will increase learning. Instruction. Whether on the part of the teacher, so it takes the teacher and the hearer to get instructions. The teacher and the hearer, situation of persuasion, learning. A teacher or a preacher who does not persuade you has done nothing. If I don't have persuasion, anointing in what I preach, it will do nothing. And if you teach with no persuasion to those children or those young people, it will do nothing. Persuasion. I come to put it in somebody now. It will increase learning, instruction, even in speaking and even in doctrine. So again, wisdom gives subtlety to the simple, to the young men, knowledge and discretion. You see that? And a wise man will hear and will increase learning. A man and a man of understanding. So if you increase learning, you'll become a man of understanding. A man of persuasion, of perception, to separate mentally, to separate right from wrong, separate what works, what does not work, to distinguish and understand, to discern, to perceive, and have intelligence about a situation. So a man of understanding, have to have wisdom and all that to do that. A man of understanding shall procure, shall own, and attain, and get wise counsels. This right here, wise counsels, a steering, shall obtain a wise counsel like a steering, like a management, a guidance, a plan, good advice counsels. When I came up, I did nothing without wise counsel. I had wise counsel. My father, I had wise counsel of the greatest men of God in the world who had wisdom. I received counsel from them. Anything I did, I asked them what they thought. Tell me what to do. What should I do? Tell me this. Oh, and I watched them. I studied their life because I'm always learning. I'm always trying to get better. I'm always trying to do better. I'm always trying to make better decisions. Sound decisions. You see?
Amen.
You see that, somebody? So, if you do that, you will attain wise counsel. So again, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young men knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. A wise man, a wise person. First with a man, but a wise person. Will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Why? Why? To understand a proverb. In other words, a wise man, a wise person, will go and seek wise counsel or hear wise counsel if they're under it, so they can understand, to understand a proverb and the interpretation. So what is all this for? What is all this for? So you can understand a proverb. So you can understand, you can perceive and understand and discern and have intelligence and distinguish a true proverb. A proverb, if you really love it, it will change you. You'll be changed. To understand a proverb and an interpretation, this is Proverbs 1 and 6. He said all that, verse 1 through 5, so you will come to a place that you will understand a proverb. Understand a proverb. Now, understand, separate, perceive, discern. What is a proverb? You ready? A proverb comes from two Hebrew words called moshal. Moshal. And guess what moshal is? Moshal would be like a counterpart or marshal. It's real close to the English word marshal. What is moshal? It's a short saying one way. It's metaphorical in nature. It compares two things. Good, bad, wisdom, no wisdom. You see?
Yes, sir.
It's a parable. And it's like an adage, like a well-known tradition, traditional proverb or saying that expresses a general truth or a place of wisdom of life. And it comes from the word which is Moshal, again, like Marshall, to rule. Listen now, rule. It means to rule. Wisdom means to rule, to bear and have rule, ruling and ruler. It means to reign, R-E-I-G-N. It means to have power and have dominion. And it means it's a governor and has governing in it. So that's what you're going to get if you ever get wisdom. You're going to have rule over you. And I can't rule if I have not been ruled. Well, a proverb will rule you, bear rule, have rule, be a ruler, reign, have power. It will have dominion, and it's a governor. So real wisdom rules me, reigns over me, bears rule over me. Wisdom is a ruler. Wisdom has power. Wisdom has dominion. Wisdom is a governor. So wisdom rules. All that to understand the proverb, to understand wisdom, rule, and dominion of God. And the interpretation, if you don't have rule over you, if you don't have wisdom, you won't understand the interpretation. An aphorism is like a short, concise statement that expresses a general truth. In other words, wisdom's not going to come in. Real wisdom won't come in and try to talk you into it. He'll just come to you and have it right then. Wisdom comes quick if God is in you and if God's with you. Wisdom. So what it will do, all that will cause you to understand the proverb, the rule, and the interpretation, the words and the cause and the whole words of the wise, the skillful, the wise-hearted, and their dark sayings. A wise person has dark sayings to a person who has no wisdom. They have no wisdom to understand it or to receive it. A person with wisdom will sound like a dark saying to somebody with no wisdom. It's a dark saying. Well, wisdom would help you to understand the dark sayings of the wise. The dark sayings, the puzzle, a confusing problem, you might say, a hard question, a proverb, on and on and on and on and on and on and on. So an unwise person does not understand wisdom. And they don't get wisdom. Because if they did, they'd have a rule over them. Because real wisdom will rule me. Real wisdom will rule me if I turn right or left. What do? Do I do this? Not wisdom. In other words, I'm under the rule of God, the rule of wisdom all the time. So when you say wisdom, rule and dominion, it will have over you. So let me say this about wisdom. The dark saying is like wisdom give proper counsel and reveals the truth of something to you. It gives counsel and the revealing of truth of something. Wisdom is a revealer. It's a revealer. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord. Listen. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But the fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord. Listen to this. The fear of the Lord is fear. There's a dread in it, but there's reverence. If I don't totally, absolutely, 100% reverence God, I don't fear him. And if I don't really fear him, I don't reverence him. I don't revere him. I don't reverence him. I wouldn't be afraid of me doing wrong and him correcting me. You see? So the fear of the Lord, if I have the fear of the Lord, I have great reverence toward him. Exceeding reverence of the Lord is the beginning. It's the first in place and time, the first in order, first in rank. It's the first fruit. It's the beginning. It's the chiefest. It's the principle, P-A-L. A principle is a ruler. A principle, L-E, is something that's the way to do it. But a principle is a ruler. You see? So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, knowing, knowledge. Watch this now. To know, but fools, perverse, silly, a foolish person, a silly, foolish person,
yes, sir,
despise, they disrespect, they despise, they contend with wisdom, 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 skillful truth. Wisdom could be skillful truth, another way to say it. And instruction, and let me tell you what instruction is. Oh God, give me instruction, give me instruction, give me instruction. You want instruction? You sure you do? Well, first of all, you're going to have to receive this. You want wisdom? You're going to have to get rule and dominion, all that over you.
Yes.
You want instruction? You have to have a musaw, chastisement, reproof. Real instruction chastise and reproves you and rebukes you. Anybody hear that? This is what King Solomon said. It's a warning. It's restraint. It's chastisement. It's correction. It's discipline. It's rebuke. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
You sure? Wisdom is always crying out to bring man into God's wisdom. Wisdom is always crying out. Me speaking, wisdom through me is crying out to bring you into wisdom. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So, wisdom is always crying out to bring man into God's wisdom. Wisdom crieth out, Proverbs 1 and 20. She uttereth her voice in the street. Wisdom is crying out. She uttereth her voice in the street. Wisdom crieth out. She cries out. She's got a shout, a strenuous sound, a shrieking sound when it comes by without, outside, outdoor, on and on and on. She uttereth her voice. She uttereth, she gives over, she ascribes and appoints her voice, her crying out, her loud voice in the streets everywhere she goes. How does that happen? How will somebody see wisdom? A person of wisdom walks in. A person of wisdom walks in. And their wise life testifies wisdom to others.
Amen. Yes, sir.
If I'm a man of wisdom, my wise life will testify to others.
Yes, sir.
You have no wisdom, you have no import, no impact. You all here?
Yes, sir.
Wisdom is always crying out to bring men to God's wisdom. A man of wisdom walks in and his life is crying out, this is the way you're supposed to be. This is what's to rule you. A wise life testifies wisdom to others. I wrote that down. She utters her voice in the streets. So that why? You ready for this? I've said all this and said all this, and let's get, watch some words coming out here. Watch the words of the scripture, how they were written. And watch the words of the scripture coming through my mouth and look at the emphasis God had put on it. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom. So the rule and the reign and the dominion of it and all is so that you will incline your ear to wisdom that other people won't have. Wisdom is skillful application of God's truth to everyday life. God gives wisdom to his people more than somebody else who are really walking like they should. Do you see? Amen. You hear that? Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateras Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.